God doesn't want to send anyone to hell. The Holy Spirit is out there all the time, even though, you know, a lot of times we think we're the ones who are going to, oh, I witnessed to that person, or I told them about Jesus, and oh, they rejected me, or oh, they didn't receive it. You know, God wants those persons saved more than we do. And we may plant and we may water, but God's the one who's doing it. The Holy Spirit has already been working with these people. The Holy Spirit has already been revealing Christ to the world. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, hey, you guys need to believe on Jesus because you're not good enough on your own right. Because otherwise Jesus died for nothing.
Yeah. And I remember growing up, I grew up in church and stuff.
Do you remember growing up?
Well, I remember growing up. I remember, though, that I was raised in church, but in my 20s, I totally walked away from it. And if you had asked me, I would have said, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God at all. But when I got to the point where I actually needed God and where somebody said to me, look, you need to give your heart to Jesus. Mm-hmm. It was at that point. And as I've described it before, it was like there was this little door in my heart that opened up and showed me a way out of my situation. But that was the work of the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. saying, believe. Just believe. Everything else is on the side. If you believe in Jesus, then sin isn't an issue. If you don't believe in Jesus, you got a problem with sin. You have a problem with sin because your sin is a result of not believing.
So that segues into the second part of that, where he's also convincing or convicting the world of righteousness. And you could take that verse two ways, because we've talked about that. Uh-huh. Is this verse saying that the Holy Spirit is convicting the world? Look, you guys aren't as righteous as Jesus. This is the righteousness that you need. Or, the Holy Spirit is convincing the believer, once they've accepted Jesus, really, you are righteous. I know you might not think that by what you see yourself doing or thinking, but once you believe in Jesus, you've been made righteous.
Right. And the Holy Spirit is convicting the church, convincing the church that, yes, the righteousness of Jesus has actually come upon you, but he's convincing the people out in the world to the best of his ability. It's like, going back to that verse, says Jesus said, I don't come to call the righteous to repentance, because the righteous don't think they need to repent. But the Holy Spirit says, look, have you been raised from the dead? Mm-hmm. Do you know any of your friends? Any of your wealthy acquaintances, any of your holy acquaintances, people who have been successful in life, do you know anybody that's been raised from the dead and has gone, not just been raised from the dead only to die again, but raised from the dead and actually gone into heaven? There's only one that's ever done it, and that's Jesus. You want to tell me that you're as good as that? If you are, well, then prove it by going into heaven, just like Jesus. See, that's what the Holy Ghost is saying, or that's what Jesus is saying. He's come to convince the world of the righteousness of God because Jesus was resurrected, and nobody else has been.
Right.
You know, even the thing about, you know, the Muslims say that Muhammad ascended, which I doubt, but that's what they say. They say he ascended, but they never said that he died. See, Jesus is the only one who's ever died, been buried, been resurrected, and then ascended to God. There is no other person in the whole earth. Now, if we're going to look at righteousness and the Holy Spirit's kind of response or his function, he's going to the people who think they're righteous. You want to know what righteousness is? Do this. Let's see if you can measure up to what Jesus did.
Right, because in verse 10, still in John 16, Jesus is saying, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God has made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus didn't even know sin when he was here, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.